Well, I'm hanging out on GMRS today. I'm not on ham at all. I'm getting my batteries, I'm letting them go dead and reconditioning them and recharging them, so I haven't been on the amateur bands today. I've been listening on my scanner, but I just haven't been communicating on them. But I heard you and your significant other on the radio, and there's got to be some sunspot and some atmospheric interference from what I'm reading on the ham bands, and, you know, 70 centimeter bands being 440 and GMRS being 462. I think that's part of the problem, because the daily reports that I get from the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club say, yeah, there's a lot of solar flare and sunspot activity that could be messing things up, plus the heavy cloud deck and, rain and everything else that's going on. I don't think it's really too much people's radios. And if your significant other was that close to the repeater in Mount Clemens, for her to sound that bad, that's what it's got to be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, right now, it's terrific. And I know when she had called out, she had to have been within, a few hundred feet of the repeater, so no excuse there. I mean, she's on the little handheld in the car, so I get it. That gets a little bit challenging. But, most of the time, I can hear her pretty clearly. But you're sounding great right now. How are you receiving me?
You're practically full quieting, obviously talking out of the Macomb repeater. I'm talking through the Detroit repeater, and I'm about 12 and a half miles from downtown, and the line of sight has cleared up because the trees are all cleared out, and I can actually see the Detroit skyline from my location now.
Wow, yeah, that's got to be a huge improvement. Yeah, you sound great. It is funny that, and I was, hearing Jack a little bit. He sounds great, no issues at all. But then you get some other guys that's a little crackling. So maybe you're right, atmospheric conditions or something like that. It comes and goes. I don't know. One of these days, I don't know how you are with, spurt of the moment, but I was thinking of you today. I was out there in West Bloomfield at a condo that my son's moving into. And on the way back, I thought about giving you a ring and grab lunch. So how are you with a spurt of the moment kind of things like that, if I give you a show?
I'm usually okay, but right now, with next week being Thanksgiving through to the end of the year, I would probably, you've got to get a hold of me maybe a day ahead of time, and I'd let you know. Because my schedule is going to be a little bit compact with the holidays falling in the middle of the week. I know some of my medical appointments will be canceled Christmas week and New Year's week, but I've got other things to do and travel and plans. And I think one of my daughters is coming in from out of state for Christmas, and I want to see her. So I don't know. I mean, between now and the end of the year, it's not going to be easy.
No, that's cool. No big deal. I mean, if I'm, I think I'm going to be going back and forth if he's moving out of here, going to move over to West Bloomfield this weekend. But over the next month, anyway, if I'm on the road, I'll give you a shout. If you're available, great. If not, we'll try it another time. But I know where you live, so you can't hide.